Oh, hey, how you doing? You got time for a wee dram?
Welcome to Dramfine Wee Drams, fast tasting notes for when you just want to know what it tastes like. Today we taste the Delmore Portwood Reserve Whiskey.
Yeah. Hey, Chelsea. Hi.
Hi.
How are ya?
Good to see you.
Happy New Year.
Oh, that's right. 2024, baby. 2020, yeah. 24 hours ago. Anyways, 24.
I want to be.
Well, it just has 2024 in there.
So it does. Never noticed that before.
Yeah, that's what I've been thinking about.
The anthem of the year.
That's right.
I want to be sedated.
That's so the anthem. You heard it here first, folks.
So, you want to have a drink? Hey, fancy a wee dram?
Yeah, I love a drink. Do you know what we're trying today?
We have the Delmore Portwood, which I've never had before. Have you?
No, I haven't. This Delmore, so it's a Highland malt, 46.5% ABV. I think it probably retails around the $120 to $150 mark, I imagine, in Alberta. I don't know if it's more expensive in other places. It might be. But yeah, I was really excited when we acquired this bottle. I've been a fan of Delmore in the past. I remember how much people just went nuts for the cigar malt, like maybe
totally.
10 years back or something. Everyone was just like, ugh. That's the sound they make. and I'm also a big Portwood fan in general, like a port fan, in terms of not port itself, but you know,
the notes that in a whiskey,
like,
yeah,
like using it to cask stuff, like the Edredore port was my favorite.
Yes, I've been super excited to try some more Delmore. So, yeah, why don't we just dive right in then? Dive into Kumpf.
The Kumpf. Okay, color. It's your nice, you know, what you would expect from a Portwood, you know? Nice, kind of a darker caramelly, like a caramelly color.
Yeah, like a warm caramel.
Yeah. Do they add coloring?
Wow. I don't know.
We'll talk about this after. I don't know. It's a beautiful color, regardless. The nose, what do we taste in here?
You know what? When I first opened it, I felt like the nose was a bit, wow, like it hit me quite hard, but like it goes kind of shy quite quickly.
It kind of tastes like if you were to take like a cherry and cover it in sugar, like a really ripe cherry covered in sugar.
Yeah.
It's a nice sweet red.
Yeah, like maybe cranberry.
Yeah, something like that. And definitely some zesty notes too. Some zesty citrusy notes too. It smells good. I'm
it
ready.
It smells lovely.
I'm ready for the next step in this in this relationship of
get
this whiskey.
It.
Yeah, let's go to the P.
let's go to the P.
The palate. Let's do it. Okay, taste it. Okay. Oh.
Do you know what?
What?
That is there's loads going on in that actually. Like wee bit apple-y. I get apple.
It also has a really drying, obviously maybe it's because of the port wood, the tawny port cask, but like it's kind of has this drying nutty note to it. It's almost like a little smoky. I don't know. Are you getting that?
I know what you mean about the slight, it's like a slight nuttiness, but not like a really, really strong tasting like nut, but like I don't know. I think it also has like a slight acidic note at the end that's like that, maybe that citrus note that you were picking up earlier coming through.
I just find it has, like some kind of not burnt, but something kind of smoky, almost a little bit. Like earthy-ish notes to it too. Like, I don't know.
Like roasted pine nuts or something.
Something, yeah. But it's quite interesting. And then it also just have the fruity notes as well. It's really interesting. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect, I don't know. Maybe I'm dumb, but I didn't expect that from this particular drink. It's good. I like it. What do we think about the finish?
Yeah, I'm getting that, that little acidic, like lemon zesty notes on the end there. It's also it's like quite thick, do you not think? Like It's a really good texture in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, yeah, viscosity. It's got some high viscosity levels. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like this. You know, this is good. It's a very Dalmorian. Is that a word?
Dalmorian. I like it.
Yeah.
It's a great way to describe a Dalmore.
Yeah. In a word, Dalmorian. That's maybe those are the name of my firstborn son.
Conceived after a bottle of this.
That's right. Dalmorian named after
Maybe that's the rating. Maybe that's your hangover rating.
Like, yeah. So good. I conceived my first son. Well, speaking of that, should we get into what we would rate this then based off of what kind of hangover we would get from this? Because who needs a number rating? Like when you can just talk about how drunk you'd get off of it, right?
I think I would get quite drunk on this actually. I'm enjoying every sip. Every sip, actually, I enjoy it more than the last sip.
Yeah, this one opens up quite nicely, like you were saying, after you kind of let it sit out for a bit. Mm-hmm. It really the any kind of harshness maybe from maybe the extra spice and at like any kind of alcohol flavor is really tempered down. It's quite nice. I like it. You would get quite drunk the next day. You would be what would you think?
I think I definitely have a sore head, probably late for work.
Two Advils. Late for work.
Yes, that's where I'm at.
okay, cool. Well, I guess I already said mine. It would be
your
pregnancy test and and a lifetime of commitment to a child and raising a child. And it's really good. I would easily drink a whole, like I can drink a few glasses of this, no problem. It's very
easy peasy.
It's an easy drink. And for the price too, this would be a great gift too. Like my dad would love this one. He's
oral.
So.
Lovely high quality stuff.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Well, there we go. Oh.
If any of our listeners are from the Edmonton area, they have an opportunity to try it this month.
Oh, and why is that, Pam?
We have a contest that we are announcing right now in this podcast. And I'll be posting about it tomorrow on our social media. But we are going to the Dalmore dinner at the Fairmont Hotel Mac, gorgeous hotel
here
in the city. Very classy. Yep. Can't believe they're inviting us.
I know. Do they know us? Have they heard our podcast?
So we have a table for four. So there's you and me, and there's two spots there. So if you head over to Instagram and check out the contest post that I'll be posting, probably be up by the time you're listening to it. So go and find it and enter to win two spots to a four-course Dalmore pairing dinner. And I've seen the menu and it looks sensational.
When what day is this on?
The 26th.
Yeah. Okay.
January.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Coming up. It's coming up.
How do I sign up? That sounds great. I want to.
I know. I told people at my work, they're like, I'm answering that. That's amazing.
Okay. So we'll have that all up. It's probably up. It's obviously up now. So take a look at our Instagram up and enter for your chance to win. King up with some really classy ladies, me and Pam. Mm-hmm. All right. Done.
So you want more wee drams? Subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on Instagram at DramFindPodcast.
This episode of Dram Fine is sponsored by Sherbrook Liquor, voted one of the world's best top bottle shops by ratebeer.com. If you find yourself in the Edmonton, Alberta area, hit up one of their two locations for an amazing selection of wines, spirits, and lots of beer. Don't be intimidated by the large selection, as they have friendly and knowledgeable staff that will help you find your way. And keep an eye out for the Dram Fine gems on the whiskey shelf too, as they are selections by the Dram Fine ladies. Thank you.